Okay.
Coach, the Steelers have had a lot of turnover the last few years. You know, Troy Polamalu's not there anymore, and they've had some other hallmarks of their team leave and retire and go other places. What do you see from their defense now?
It's an aggressive, athletic front. They've 22 sacks on the year. They've a bunch of different guys involved in getting to the quarterback. It's a good, really good defense. So they're doing a lot of things they've always done. Seems like names change, but the attacking defense remains the same. They're very good, of course, with Big Ben on offense, Antonio Brown. They've got a host of weapons. D'Angelo, I think there's nothing. There's really, it doesn't look like it drops off. I mean, the guy's a really good back. So we've got our work cut out for us as a heck of a football team at their place.
You guys have been so good against the run. What goes into how good you guys have been? Is that just a matter of having a big, deep group on that line?
Well,
that they like to get after it?
It's a combination of things. I think, first of all, it's a week-to-week league, right? So, we need to make sure that this week we're good against the run. And this is one of the teams that runs it as well as anybody. So it comes down to shedding blocks and tackling. And I think if you tackle well, it gives you a chance to be good on defense, period. And, you've got to be able to shed blocks and do some of the basic fundamentals, some of the dirty work, some of the tough in the trenches kind of work in order to have a chance.
What makes Antonio Brown special?
A lot. He's explosive. He's explosive to the ball. Once he gets the ball in his hands, he can score from anywhere. He's a good route runner. He really attacks the football. He's a really good football player. So not only on offense is he a threat, but he's punt returner and he does a heck of a job there. So he's a guy we've got to know where he is on the football field.
Does Roethlisberger create dilemmas that are kind of unique with his size and his ability to break out, but almost always to throw, not to run, but making defenders have to plaster the receivers and knowing when to come off?
Yeah. He's a guy that's so big and strong that you'll see guys, he'll shrug him off. You think you have him down, he'll wiggle his way out of there, stay alive, and everyone on the field is a threat to get the ball. Everybody, he'll dump it to a back late as he's on his way down. He'll find a way to throw it 70 yards down the field to one of his receivers. It's everybody literally remains in play for a long time, with him. He extends the play, great competitor, and I've gone against him a number of times and have a lot of respect for him.
Is that a communication thing among the defense to each other to be alert for that, or is it just something that...
Oh, that's an all-week emphasis because we know the kind of player he is. He's going to extend. There are going to be times in the game he's going to extend. They've got receivers that can flat-out fly. They're going to be guys streaking down the field. We've got to make sure we keep a body on a body and be prepared to defend the deep balls.
Your offense has been clicking the last couple of weeks. What do you have to do in the meeting rooms and on the practice field to keep that momentum going and keep scoring points?
Well, you don't carry forward anything. Each week you start over and you start with your preparation. They bring a lot of different looks. They have a lot of good, talented people. So, this is that time of week where we're really immersing ourselves in the film and studying the tape and really getting to know these guys as well as possible and putting together a plan that we need to go out and execute.
You mentioned the receivers blocking well in the run game. Is that an emphasis in the camp or something you worked on more than normal, or is it something that these guys thrive with them?
I would say it's what we expect. Rob Moore's done a great job with his group, and one of the things that we have stressed is being a great teammate, and other guys are blocking for you so that you have a chance to go out and catch the ball, and when the opportunity presents itself, be a great teammate and block for your buddy.
Coach, I know you're more concerned about what happens in here, but do you get the sense you guys keep winning games that people in this area, fans, media, whoever, are really starting to believe and sort of really get behind this Raven team this point of the season?
Well, I think our fans are tremendous, right? I grew up a fan. I know about the Raider Nation. It's our support is incredible. So for me, it really hasn't changed. Every day I come to work, filled with purpose, wanting to attack my job and just squeeze everything I can out of each day. And that's how I approach it. And as a team, that's the way we have to continue to approach it. You know, things are happening in a certain way because of the work and the effort, and there's so much more that we have to clean up and do. Let's just keep working, and that's what we're about.
Yeah, getting back to the receivers blocking. Does that message that, hey, they're blocking you, you blocking them, does that message carry more weight when you see a guy like Michael Krebs who's been in the league as long as he is?
Sure.
He's still selling out downfield first. Does that send a message to the other team, the younger receivers?
Well, I think without a doubt it does. You know, you have a guy like Crabb, an accomplished guy, you know, and he's given it up. Just like in Chicago when he battled his way back out onto the field when his ankle was banged up. I mean, his ankle was, that was a pretty good shot he took, and he fought his way back into the game and played well. So when you get an examples of guys doing that, Charles Woodson, guys that are you know, playing with toughness, playing through things, doing it for their teammates, you know, that's a great message for all our players.
It seems like every conversation that you're asked about Michael, leadership comes up, and even the teammates have all talked about how important that is and how big of a role he's filled. Is that something you knew going in, or is that something that's totally come out of the blue and been just an added bonus?
I would say it's, you know, what we do is we start with a blank slate. Guys have an opportunity to express themselves and make their mark here. You know, we're not dragging anything in the past, good or bad, forward. You know, when guys come here, they join our family. You know, we ask them to be great teammates. He's been a great teammate. You know, we ask them to bring us whatever leadership skills they have. You know, he's done a great job expressing that. So, you know, it's not like we asked him to do anything different than we ask everybody else. That's what we ask of our guys. Come in here and be great teammates, work hard every day, and work with purpose and develop your skill, help us win games.
When your quarterback is going as well as he's going right now, do you think that gives the entire team confidence because he's been so reliable, productive, steady, things like that?
I think you know, confidence comes with preparation. You know, and we're working hard to prepare for this next opportunity. You know, this Pittsburgh team is a very talented team, and we're playing them at their place. And so everything we're about this week is getting ourselves prepared for that.
Everybody gets excited about the big offense, the explosion weapons, you know, Cooper, Crabtree, Carr. But it seems like this team is really starting to get built up in the trenches. Both those lines are playing as well as you can expect right now, I imagine. How proud are you of the way this team is really getting built in the trenches?
Well, it starts up front. You know, I've talked about that since, you know, early in the offseason. You know, it starts in the trenches with our big guys. They're the engine. You know, you can have, you know, pretty exterior and wheels and all that, but without that engine, it's tough to go anywhere, right? So, you know, it starts up front. We've got a great challenge this week. You know, their offensive and defensive lines are very good as well, so we've got a big challenge, and you know, we're getting prepared right now to go meet it.
You had your two best games of the year after the bye. Did you, when you guys left for the bye, did you feel like, hey, this thing's coming, it's going in the right direction?
You know, when you get the bye, to me, you just make the most out of whatever the circumstances are. And for us, we happened to be a team that was a little banged up at that time, and we were able to get some guys healthy. So from that standpoint, it was pretty good. Beyond that, you know, I think, you know, we've prepared well and played well last week, and now we're on to this week.
You being a fan coach growing up, you know intimately the Steelers-Raiders rivalry from the 70s. This has a chance of being one of those knockdown, dragout slobber knockers from those days. What do you think of the Steelers-Raiders rivalry over the years?
Well, the catch shouldn't have counted. I mean, come on, let's be real. The ball hit the ground, but no, it's two storied franchises. You know, when you play in a game in Pittsburgh that it's going to be physical, and so, you know, we're just excited about getting the opportunity that we get to compete. I think we certainly appreciate, you know, the great players that played for these two organizations over the years. But, you know, right now, we're really all we're focusing on is, you know, trying to put a good effort forward for Sunday.
Do you you vividly remember that play?
I remember a lot of plays out of that series, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they were kind of a thorn in our side in the mid-70s there. So there was a five-year stretch where they won four and we won the one in the middle, and, you know, it was championship-level football. So, but, you know, we're looking forward to this matchup. It's a heck of a team, and they're at their place, so should be a good game.
Coach, some people say, you know, when the Raiders are playing well, it's good for the NFL. Is gaining respect from the rest of the league important to you?
I'm really most concerned with just playing well the next day out. So all those things are nice to hear. It's certainly better than the alternative. But it's not what makes me go, you know. So, you know, I'm most interested in preparing this football team for the next opportunity to go play. You know, we've got a heck of a matchup, a good football team, playoff-like atmosphere, two teams that want it real bad. And it should be a great environment. Look forward to being a part of it.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.